5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary.
Thanks.
How was the trip?
Amazing. It was so much fun. I'm beyond words, Anna. And the only thing that could have made it absolutely perfect was if my son was there. But it was near perfection.
That's great news. I'm so happy to hear that.
It took all of, a week and a couple days here. A matter of hours, truly, if you looked at it, for Alicia to already kind of start talking about doing it again. In another 10 years, like she alluded to it yesterday. She's like, I can't believe it's already been a week and a day since we renewed our vows. And she just got this look in her eyes, and all I saw was dollar signs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You have 10 years. You have 10 years to save. Come on.
What happened when Raven almost got lost at sea?
Oh, well, that was called karma, Anna. You know, that friend karma. One day we're sitting out on the beach and he goes, I think I'm going to take you out on one of those little sailboats. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never, like one of those little catamaran things that made it seem all romantic. The next day I'm like, oh, I want to go paddleboard because he's a big sissy and he won't paddleboard. So I go out there and I'm like, make sure you get photos. I see him take a couple photos of like the back of me before I even stood up. And then all of a sudden, here comes our other friend who said he wasn't going to paddleboard. He comes out on his paddleboard and here comes my husband on the little sailboat that he said he was going to take me out on after I had asked him, can we go out? No, I'm not in the mood today. He goes cruising by. He's like, I'm going to circle back around and get you. Well, an hour and a half later, he comes back and we were like, wow. He looked like he was like out there in deep thought and enjoying his vacation and like pondering life. We thought he was having a blast reading a book or something. No, apparently he was stuck out there.
Now, here's the question I had, Alicia. Because when he tells a story about being stuck at sea and nobody caring and that the wind was not going in his direction and that the waves would come and push him further out and nobody cared, I go, did you have a life jacket on the boat? And he said, yes. I go, why wouldn't you just get out, get behind it, and like a paddleboard, just kick yourself to shore?
Oh, he didn't even have to kick, Anna. The water out there was like maybe to your chest.
Oh.
It was.
It looked
deep. He could have pushed it.
I mean, it's clear water. You can't tell if it's 30 feet or 4 feet below you. You don't even know.
I was further than him on a paddleboard, and I could tell that I could jump off.
I mean, she makes it sound like she hopped on a paddleboard, and then I was like, oh, surprise, and showed right up with the sailboat right after. She went so far out that she had already been on the water for like 45 minutes. I got bored. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this boat. Paddleboarding involves core strength, of which I have none.
Right.
Sailboat requires you to sit down on this little thing and just go. And I went right out there as the wind carried me out to sea. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should have been in the Navy. Look at me. I've got this. And then the wind died and I tried to turn around.
Now, I like the fact that you compare yourself to a Navy.
Yeah. A naval nautical master.
Right.
Really.
Because you were able to go on a sandals catamaran sailboat and get stuck at sea. Did not have the common sense to get out and walk you and the boat back to shore.
You should have seen me on the way out there. And I'll just say, the captain never abandons his ship.
Oh, good. All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him an A, Anna. It was an amazing trip, despite not getting the romantic sailboat adventure he promised me.
I told her that if we had ended up going out on that boat together, we might not have made it back to shore.
No, she would have dragged you back to shore on the boat, and she would have walked it there without a doubt.
Right. Yep.